From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Right now, federal wildlife officials are taking a look at whether or not to keep manatees on the endangered species list. Virginia Edmonds is an animal care manager at the Florida Manatee and Aquatic Center Habitat at the Lowry Park Zoo in Tampa. For the past 18 years, she's been one of the people responsible for aiding injured sea cows. Producer Lottie Watts from our sister station WUSF in Tampa visits the center where more than 300 sick and injured manatees have been cared for.
The manatee that we are looking at right now is a female, probably somewhere around 8 years old, and we only guess that by size and weight. At a certain point, it's hard to tell. You get to a point where you're just like, they're 10 plus. She came in with a boat injury, so she was hit by a boat. It's an impact injury, which means the impact broke her ribs and punctured her lung, and so she's a little buoyant above the water. So when they get hit like that and it breaks the ribs, whichever side they happen to get hit on, the lung with the broken ribs punctures the lung, that air from that lung will leak into the chest cavity instead of actually, you know, being used by the body and being circulated by the lungs. So it's filling her chest cavity with air. And what we try to do to fix that injury is, it's a collapsed lung, a pneumothorax, and people get them too. But we will put a needle into her chest and put a little water in the end of it, saline solution, and we will watch the air bubble out of her chest. And we try to drain all the air out. And what's happening is there's just a lot of pressure on the lung keeping it down. If the lung's healed and doesn't have a hole anymore, she'll swim like a normal manatee, hopefully. If the lung isn't healed, it depends on how big that hole is. In a matter of time, she will fill up and just be buoyant again. Then we just wait and try it again until maybe that lung is healed.
So those scars were pretty severe. I mean, when she rolled over, you could really see multiple scars.
Yeah, she has several scar patterns. Most of the manatees that come in here have several scar patterns. We even have animals that are under a year that come in and already have been hit by a boat. So there are about 5,000 manatees in Florida. Of those, 3,500 are identified in a database by their scars. So when we get a manatee in, we take pictures of them and send them to the database. They might be able to recognize that manatee. So it's actually kind of a shame that's how you identify these animals, that they've been, it's technically been mutilated so much that there's scar patterns on them that you can, that's what we go, oh, I know that manatee because it's got this particular pattern. So it's sort of shameful that it happened.
How fast do they move?
Manatees are slow moving, and they're very shallow water animals, and that's part of the issue for them. They eat close to the surface. They like to rest close to the surface. So they don't go out in deep waterways. They usually, at the most, could go 15 feet deep, but they really don't go very deep in the water. So that can be part of the issue, that they're near the surface often. So if someone's going by in a boat and they're not following a wake zone and sort of no wake zone and going slowly, it doesn't give the manatee a chance to get out of the way. If you're speeding by and the manatee's there, they sort of take off and go quickly in a short burst, but they can't maintain that speed. So, and they'll just get startled and take off, but at that point it's probably too late and they've been nicked or hit.
That was Virginia Edmonds. She's an animal care manager at the Florida Manatee and Aquatic Center Habitat in Tampa. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte.